little mess ball we have every now and then. Two or three times a week, get together. Everybody party and have a good time.
But we tortured some folks.
Hitler had plans.
See through all your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Holy shit, man. That's the other building! That's terrorists!
Other building?
That's terrorists, bro! That's fucking terrorists!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You are tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mats and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Chronicle.su is a Liebel Joker product of your inner desire. Bring out the animal with fast-acting Terror Max. Rip a throat out. Let's see what Kilgore's doing. Let's bring Wild Bill Walsh into the magical world of Chronicle. What is he doing? Looks like he might be logging into Skype now. There was an update. There's always an update. Which seems to be holding up the show. I've been listening to a lot of Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. They're a great group out of the United Kingdom. That's the UK for you abbreviation. Fanatics. We're going to bring Wild Bill in. Don't answer it with video. Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, Kilgore Trout is joining us.
Not on the air, are we?
We're not on the air, are we? Yeah, baby.
No,
we're on the air. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Welcome to Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate's brought to you proudly by Liebel Joker Incorporated and Kilgore of the Chronicle.su.
Why are you doing this?
No, we're really on.
No.
Yeah, man. Rip the throat out. Kilgore, did you hear the good news about Tim Cook stepping up for Lord and Savior?
I don't know who he is. Is he from Apple?
He's the Apple man.
Well, let me tell you about Apple. This is the end of America, I've seen so many people say.
McAfee said it.
Not only McAfee, but Snowden. And other people, too.
I saw Snowden saying to... What did he say?
He was yelling at Errata Bob.
Snowden was yelling?
He was telling him he's a joke, right?
I didn't see. I saw him. He put like 4 points in an image. For some reason, these points were in an image, and he was, you know, saying about now's the time to be skeptical of the FBI and Apple.
Do you remember that ad I made with Jeremy Scahill for Apple, where he's like,
holding the phone.
Yeah, and I put his face on Steve Jobs' body, and that's why. And he's holding that phone in that exact posture that only Steve Jobs can do. That says, "Like, look at this thing.
Look at this thing we just shit out." It's like he's holding up a turd. Like, look what I did. Like, he's in that position. Like, he just picked it off a tree. Like, it's a piece of fruit. Like, it's an apple.
That's it. There you go. And it's the dankest piece of apple he's ever found. And he's just like, look at how awesome this is.
Because he won't even bring his arm down.
But Jeremy Scales, like, I'm safe from the government when I'm on my iPhone. The shadow government. I'm safe from the shadow government or something. I don't remember. On his X phone.
Yeah, it was the X phone, yeah.
The one they sell that's extra money, right?
That's what the extra means. The X, it's extra money phone. And it's got extra layers of encryption against that evil Uncle Sam. But Gaffey made a good point, though, that if, you know, if you really wanted to crack this phone, just leave it to a team of experts to crack one phone, but they're obviously slipping in. It's an entry point for global breaking of encryption for show, right?
Hold on, man. What the hell are you talking about? Go back.
Are you as high as I am right now?
Yeah, man.
Because I'm pretty high. Wait a second.
What?
I'm getting some weird messages here.
Oh, yeah, it's
from the government. No, I'm not really. But I am getting some weird stuff here.
Oh, yeah, what did they say? Read them out.
Dude, I don't think I can read this on the air.
Why not?
Let's see. Dude, something's not right here. I've got like two accounts for Assert MacFags.
Oh, that's because one of them is, a known quantity who we shouldn't really mention on
air.
I
see. All right.
Something
is very suspicious about this.
You know what that trick is. Just change your name. Oh, look, I can change my name to whatever I want just instantly.
Okay. All right. I see. Jesus Christ, man.
We've got the sharks are nipping at
the sharks are circling tonight.
Nipping at the goddamn propeller, though, in my opinion.
You see, we can't even do anything right now. Because
hold on, let's go back to the, we got way sidetracked.
We've
from,
been so far out of the show for so long that the second we
it's
come
the
back,
end
it's
of America
shit starts.
It's the end of America, man. And this is what happens when America is ending. This kind of just a free for all, some kind of, you know, there's these anti-fascist people, but their number one trick is fascist jacketing just anyone on the left, right?
Yeah.
You see
Democrats
these people.
Hate him.
And these are the sharks out there.
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Where two Chronicle DJs walk in, pitch the beginning of a show, and the sharks are just like, nah, here's some weird fucking messages in your inbox. You deal with that.
Oh,
get the fuck out of my sight. And then we turn to the other two judges, and what do they say?
Like
they're not into it.
The judges, I just imagine. I don't even imagine them.
They're sharks
talking. I imagine them just like from a distance, up on a, you know, what are the two Muppets up on the peanut gallery?
Dale Carrico.
He uses them on his avatar. This was a question in trivia the other night, and that's why I'm committed to not knowing it even now.
You're pretending like you don't know?
I don't know. I actually don't. And when you started talking like the show was on, I was like, man, why are you I really didn't. That was a real thing, man.
Yeah. It's really happening right now.
No. Triple
I don't think we tweeted it out either, though. The old Twitter account is dry right now.
As dry as a bone.
It's as dry as the scorched earth over North America, as America is ruined in the upcoming cyber war.
You know, people just don't want to be on the internet anymore. It's a goddamn war.
It's not a friendly place. You can't have pictures of your kids. You can't have pictures of your dick. You can't have a contacts list. You can't have a mobile online banking.
you can't even get on YouTube and, you know, look into people's skin.
I love how this lady on CNBC was saying, like, I mean, let's face it, everybody uploads to Facebook. And McAfee's just nodding politely, like, yeah, shut the fuck up. I get it. You're playing devil's advocate. Let's fucking finish this idea.
You look, he's such a he just looks like the like he's got some demon in him. You know?
Yeah, he does.
Have you seen that? He just looks demonic to me.
Maybe it's all the dark side.
He has experimented on bath salt like drugs, synthesizing them just to get the most powerful aphrodisiac he could design. And it just looks like that has caused this intense, you know, like murderous hatred, right? He's known for murder, right?
That's the face of a man who murders the pussy. Because if his aphrodisiac is really that strong, and he's got this serial lust, where he's got to, like, create his own drugs.
Well, he had like 8 women he lived with, you know, right? He lived with this harem of women that he just hired. He just, you know, and there was all this, like, it was this murderous kind of situation. You know, if you read about it from what those women say, it's really, I mean, there's, you know, it's insane.
Women did. McAfee wives not happy with McAfee treatment.
He's actually born in Roanoke, I think, or grew up here or something.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That's why his hair is dyed sort of yellow on the front. That was kind of the style for a hot minute. What's that called, where you bleach your hair? He bleached it.
I think it's called, like, highlights.
Highlights for kids?
Highlights. Yeah, no, you remember those comics? Or what would you call that, like a magazine? I don't know.
It's kind of a magazine. I got the impression reading Highlights for Children that I should just skip that shit because there was nothing in it for me.
It was
a word search.
I don't think if you tried, you can make something like more airheaded than a highlight. You know, it's such a pointless thing. You ever read? You ever look back and read one? Like, you ever been in an office somewhere waiting, and you see a highlights, and you're among a bunch of awful beauty or what the fuck ever the middle aged suburban people are into? You know that shit. But
we're going on their website right now, highlights.
And you'll pick up the highlights. And at the end, there's always this, I don't remember their names, but one of them's a fuck up and one of them does everything right all the time. And it's like a compare and contrast cartoon strip. You remember that shit? On the back, or at least on the last pages. And I always loved those because the guy who was fucking up was always the most interesting thing in the whole highlights, you know.
He had a real backstory. You would sort of wonder what did he go wrong.
Well, he was the only thing that was wrong, and the whole thing. Everything else was just right.
Identify the individual. Like, there he is. There's your problem. It's that fuck up in the picture. It's that fucking loser.
It's always moral how you should be like the other guy, and not. You know.
So here's a Dr. Seuss reference on highlights for kids. If you give a kid a lie, this is February 27th, 2014, so they're sort of highlighting 2 years ago about giving a kid a library card. Oh, the places they'll go. But there's the little girl who's getting a library card is actually crying.
What?
I could just link you to this instead of talking about it. Hey, have you heard about this Higer? Do you know what Higer is?
What the hell? Wait there.
We're going to do a segment of the show called Kilgore Looks at New Porn He's Never Seen.
I don't want to look at Higer. Hey, did you hear about Charles Float? You hear about Chari Wong's?
No.
Jari Wong's. I think he's all his court stuff has shaked out. He was the one who the FBI talked about at length in that released phone conversation. That was definitely during the time that Cebu was working with them. You remember all this?
Very strange, yes.
Jari Wong's, I've been, you know, watching into him, and I even interviewed him the other day, and he, well...
You and I have interviewed someone?
This is so fucking funny. He claims he's running a six-figure business of, you know, his SEO web hosting bullshit, and Jari Wong's has been, caught, like, it was very obscure what they meant when they said he had forbidden images. Everyone just assumed it was child porn. It was Shota or something. What's the one where it has young boys fucking like their mothers?
Might be Shota, I guess.
I think that's actually boys. just gay young boys, but not with the mother. I don't know what it's called with the mother.
Y-A-O-I.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Boys love.
But whatever it is,
that's just boys.
He got caught with hundreds of those, and he said to me it was in his cache just from who knows what website. And I'm like, yeah, right.
I mean, technically you possess it, I suppose, if at one time you accessed it and it was cached.
Absolutely you do, but, you know... just funny to he also was doing some nasty, awful kind of hacks where he would get in your camera and take pictures of you nude revenge porn you with them. He was doing that shit too. That's really dark. And he told me he had no problems with publicity for his business or with getting women. And I'm like, yeah, well, good luck.
Either or. He's fine on both fronts.
Yeah. That's what he said.
I can get laid and my business is good.
He said, what do you mean bad publicity? All publicity is good publicity. And I'm like,
what do you mean bad publicity?
Yeah, holy shit.
He's just, revenge porning these girls for profit. And business is good on the SEO. He can invest that money in bigger SEO. Jari Wong is the real deal. You getting these images I'm sending you?
What are you sending me?
This is what's called Higer.
I'm not getting
it's
them.
Really specific.
Oh, wait! Yeah. It's like aerobics.
Yeah.
Why are they doing aerobics? And they're all in
an explanation.
Why are they all in this pose like that? Like, what's his name? Randy Couture or something? Go and suck it.
Higer is basically...
It's not Randy. That's a fucking
real... It's spelled H-A-I-G-U-R-E. It's like if someone is hypnotized or corrupted, they've been transformed into a leotard-wearing woman doing the embarrassing Higer pose. In an almost zombie-like state. It's important that their faces, I guess, have this thousand-yard stare. It spreads like a virus, according to the lore. It's a Japanese thing.
The what? The pose? Just the very pose? Just this...
No,
what is with the pose? I mean, how is that... That pose seems to have a lot to it. But I don't get the... appeal at all.
Oh, the sexual appeal? What's wrong with it?
Why is this a sexual fetish, right?
Well, first of all, for the audience, we should... Yeah, they're squatting, sort of. They're in a leotard. And it's kind of like riding up a little bit. But it's supposed to be... it's just like they're zombified... And they're they're like transformed into fucking these leotard squatting freaks. Like, that's the whole thing. That's all that it is. They're like zombified.
Who's zombified?
Asshurt Backfags joins Chronicle.su, Hate Radio, Radio Hate. We're talking about this this new porn that I've been showing Bill.
Getting right down to it, huh?
They've been these are women who have been zombified, and I'm really zoning out on this conversation. This doesn't interest me
just
at all.
Entranced by the porn.
Doesn't interest me at all.
Well, I got a whole write up here.
Well, get to it, man. Get to it.
I got paragraphs on this.
All right. Well, let's get to
it. Man, I put way too much water for this little spaghetti. That was a terrible idea.
Sort of
overshot this one by a little bit. That's all right.
You ever had that spaghetti that's like tiny straws that has hollows all the way down the middle?
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Is it good? Does it hold the sauce get down in there?
It's there.
I'm sure it could.
It's a thing.
Assert, have you ever seen Heidegger?
Is he a philosopher?
It sort of sounds like a philosopher's name, I guess, but it's the concept of someone being like hypnotized or transformed into a leotard wearing woman doing this embarrassing pose.
Huh.
With a sort of a zombified
state. Like I'm trying to think Haitian voodoo kind of stuff?
Not really. I mean, it is sort of that. It's kind of like that, but it's more like Japanese hentai. It's that concept applied to Japanese hentai, but it's just the same weird pose. I sent you a link.
Yeah, I really
want. He sent me like 10 links. Jeez. And
he's a little spider that hates sex. He's a little Google bot.
He's got it all. He's got all the, what is it called? Goo? I forgot.
What's it called? Vista.
All the goo.
No, the what's the porn called again?
Heiger.
Heiger. Heiger. I can't. That's so
Heiger.
That is dumb. It's really dumb. But a lot of people like it.
I mean, okay, where's the jokes, though? I mean, I get it. Heiger.
Yeah, where's the punchline?
It's some weird, it's something out of, what is this, like some kind of pose people would strike on a stage to evoke, like, shame or something?
I don't know. It really references the genitals, though.
Yeah, it's
all
they did that in professional wrestling, right?
They did that's what it's from.
That's where he says, suck it.
Oh,
you've never done the
Heiger
pose?
It's like a much more involved thing when the wrestlers do it. They're like jumping up and down and slapping at their inner thigh, going, suck it, suck it, suck it.
Mm. So, Bill, I see you grew up in the 90s.
I actually did.
What was that like?
Did you grow up in the 90s?
I hear you're getting older.
Didn't you grow up in the 90s?
Yeah, I sure did.
Didn't you grow up in the 90s, James?
Yeah, we were born in the same year. Hey, you know, Kilgore was born on the date of Chernobyl meltdown.
Hell of a day.
April 26th.
And the year.
Literally, hell of a day.
We shouldn't tell all my secret information.
Yeah, way to try dox your friend, bro.
OPSEC.
Fucking try dox.
Duh.
Did it hurt?
I don't know what try dox means, but it sounds like
going in dry. Doxing in dry.
Dry doxing.
There's dry doxing, there's dry dosing. There's dry snitching. There's lots of dry snitching going on. And
it is happening right now.
There's lots of dry investigative journalism going on too. And I mean, the internet is very dry. Thirsty. The internet right now, every day I get on, it feels like it's thirstier than the last day, and they just want another Donald Trump, you know, gaffe to make the day go by.
Yeah, I mean, someone's got to produce the memes.
Who's going to do that?
Where are the memes at?
Where do the memes even come from?
I know, like, one or two sources. They're fairly prolific in the dank meme scene, but I don't know if I feel comfortable revealing their names on air.
No, didn't Haystack invent dank memes?
He invented dank memes.
That's a good
meme.
Did
I do that?
Yeah.
Not the mama? Did I do that?
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Did I do that? I made those dank memes way back in the day.
That was like pre. That was like post summer core. Or no, that was post fall core.
You guys had dank memes before anyone ever put that little green elf on the dank memes. You had dank memes like on
the Pepe. That little green elf.
That's not Pepe. No, no. You know the dank meme's elf. You know what I mean?
No. Oh, yeah.
Of course, I know what you mean.
Or maybe it's more of a... maybe it's more of a gnome. I don't know.
Gnome Chomsky?
From RuneScape.
Gnome Chomsky, right? He's the most fascist guy in the world. Am I right? Ha ha ha.
I like this. That truthful laughter after that truthful joke.
How about Gabrielle Coleman?
That's so boring.
Did you ever read that show like a many times?
Yeah. How about Jamie Joe? Where's Jamie Joe now? How about Rep Dan? We haven't talked about Rep Dan in years.
I talk about Rep Dan sometimes.
Rep Dan. And he's the one who tweeted, "We are all anonymous, blah, 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 forget. And
he's a good guy.
Former Rep Dan, currently good guy.
He's a racist troll. He's currently a part of...
Overall, good guy.
He's Pepe himself.
Good fella.
No, he's a horrible libertarian.
No, he's really,
creep.
Yeah.
He's a creep, man. And he also is like takes pictures of women and posts them, and is like, "Ha ha! If you're in range of my camera, you're mine now.
Yeah.
You're mine now. I own you."
You're mine.
We are anonymous, Derek Law. That seems like a Derek Law stutter move.
He is very much like a Derek Lostutter, except for he won a place in the locals, you know, in the state Congress, even.
In the local meme scene.
He's on the government, and he just was the only libertarian in the state government, I think, in the whole country. And there he was, also a member of Anonymous.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting
it's all true.
It's all true and interesting. A line. It's very interesting.
It's all amazing.
You can read more about this at your local library.
All you need is a library card, state issued license, prescription to Terramax, and you're good to go.
The all-new fast-acting Terramax brings out your animal.
It's like BC powder. It comes in a line that you just snort.
Your spirit animal?
No,
you gotta bury your face in a pile of this stuff, but yeah. Your spirit animal.
That's too much like Fight Club, though. I didn't say that. Who's spirit animal?
Scarface.
Scarface is my spirit animal.
Same.
Tony Montana. Good spirit animal. You know, in the whole movie, he never read the news.
He never made the news?
He never read the news. He didn't. You never watched it or anything.
Not even the cameras.
Not even a highlights for children.
He never casually paged the New Yorker? Oh.
He never thumbed a digest.
Jesus.
The CSM went unread?
He never browsed Reddit. But he had those cameras. The fucking monitors. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he had his own subreddits, really.
Remember that, Bill? He had those monitors and the closed circuit cameras of the security system.
Yeah.
CCTVs.
And he could see the Colombians coming in. He fucking hated Colombians. And they all
did he? I wasn't sure.
They poured in.
By the
he
end,
says it
I was
several times
sure.
In the video game. And then when he was killing them all, he was like, "I fucking hate Colombians."
How about that Pope, though? How about that Pope?
There's a Pope.
Pope Trump.
He told Trump that he didn't believe he was Christian.
Whoa.
He said no Christian would build that wall.
And you know, the people at Liberty University, Jerry Falwell Jr., who is a Trump endorser. I wonder how they feel about the Pope. I bet they're like, he's not a Christian.
I bet they feel the same way.
Yeah.
I was watching CNN yesterday. And,
same
Wolf
here.
Blitzer, and this, I have the mobile app, and Wolf Blitzer was like talking face to face with this blonde lady, and they were both standing by for the live Trump response to the Pope's statement. This went on for I don't know how long, 25 minutes, just standing by for a response from Trump. Like no news was happening at that time except. We're just bracing for the Trump response to the Pope.
Listening to you say this, I don't know about these things.
That's like that time Snowden wasn't online for like a week after Charlie Hebdo. Did you remember that?
No. He wasn't online for like a year after the leaks, though.
Well, he wasn't on Twitter.
Yeah,
for
he's
a long
obviously...
time.
A double agent.
You remember when Tyler Bass was running that Snowden account, and
yeah,
and then Jamie got a hold of it and was writing all these like Snowden was really looking forward to the new Apple Air laptop or something.
Now it's happening. Now the circle has become complete.
Circle. Be unbroken.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's right.
Sorry, I just made dinner for a bunch of people.
That's a good song, though. That's just
predicted way back then that Snowden would one day support an Apple product as like this pinnacle of security.
They
Who
are
knew it was
.
Your iPhone.
They don't get viruses. I mean, everybody
knows
that.
Yeah, they don't get anything.
They're just immune.
Yeah.
They've got cryptography. Why does the FBI want to take it away, you know?
You've been vaccinated.
They've got crypto.
I'm an anti-vaxxer.
you don't use McAfee antivirus? Anti-vaccine?
I inject McAfee into my veins, man.
That
just crushed
same.
Me. Before you came in, Jamie, Bill was talking about this look on McAfee's face. Like, he's just been banging so many whores all his life.
Yeah.
And he was doing, like, bath salts or something, and he had to create his own...
That guy's got resting murderer face, right?
He's just
that article was actually
shit.
Like highly entertaining, though. Like, it was super. Like, at first, I was like, "This is gonna be like egotistical, you know, McAfee crap." But it was like interesting, and then he got down to like, "It'll take us 3 weeks."
It's the end of America if he doesn't do it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He comes out like a rock star after all this silence, and he's like, yo, here's a bunch of fucking valuable public discourse. You guys eat it up. I'll be in my lair banging one of these whores.
3 weeks, yeah. He's got 3 weeks to social engineer an encrypted phone.
He's going to social engineer Apple. He's just going to openly come out and say, yeah, I've got a team of 2,000 people ready to socially engineer Apple's data and catch these bastards. Like,
I'm going to social engineer this phone.
The sharks are circling tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Billy didn't know that we were really doing the show earlier.
I didn't know either. Is it almost over? I gotta eat.
Yeah, I hope.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
almost
we've done our time. You guys want to wrap
too
it
long.
Up? All right.
Well, tell us about that porn again and why we should care. why everyone should go watch it. Just
you know what? We've got 25 minutes. Let's get back into it.
Plug that porn one more time.
Higer is brought to you by Lebel Joker Incorporated, a squatting product of your inner desire. Bring out the animal with all new maximum strength, fast acting Terramax. Ass Hurt MacFax, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go
pleasure as
eat
always.
Your dinner. It's a pleasure having you. And Kilgore, thanks for your expertise on what the fuck ever we talked about.
Yeah.
It's some real good stuff happening tonight.
Yep, it was a magical evening. I will talk to you guys later.
Peace out.
Good night.
And that's it. That's the show. Go fuck yourselves.
Sweet dreams. Good night.